Okay. Verse 38, but if anyone does not recognize this, God will still accept him. No, he's not recognized. Therefore, my brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak in tongues, but let all things be done properly and in an orderly manner. What do they do? They quote verse 39. You're not forbidden to speak in tongues. That's what they're doing.
Forget 40.
Forget 40, and they forget all the rest of the chapter. They're told them how to do it, when to do it, what it was for, and how long they'd continue. They continue to the world of the world. Well, guess what? What is it? Have our tongues ceased? What are they doing today? What are they doing? Are they speaking in tongues, biblical tongues? They're going, they're babbling. Well, how are they doing it then? I don't know. Let's start guessing. Let's start analyzing. Let's start looking at it. But that's it. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Is it clear to everybody now?
Yeah.
Really, you got to realize that he's studying their abuses and the solutions, and then it comes up. Why don't you bow with me in a word of prayer, please? Father, we thank you for opportunities like this to study your word, and I thank you for giving me the knowledge of this passage and being able to explain it to others, and I praise your name and glorify you for it, Father. I thank you for the energy and everything you've given me. I'm excited about it, and I want to thank you for it. Father, I want to thank you for this group and an opportunity to teach them these most important truths about your word and how so many people are abusing them. Father, help us all now to be better teachers of others, that they may also hear and understand. Father, bless the food that we're about to partake of in our fellowship. It's through Christ and because of him that we're able to pray. Amen.